Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Burt Show.
Tyra Banks joining us on The Burt Show. How are you this morning?
I'm just great.
You know, in reading over your bio yesterday, I didn't realize how much you really kind of pioneered modeling.
Oh, God, that sounds scary.
Well, first African-American woman to grace the covers of GQ magazine, Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, and Victoria's Secret catalog. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, good for Tyra Banks.
Yes.
That's a huge accomplishment. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is gracing the cover of the Sports Illustrated magazine, like, is that the crown jewel, do you think, in your career? Because, I mean, you constantly hear about the buzz of being on the cover of that magazine.
Yeah, I think it really did help a lot. I really think it made me, you know, everybody in America say, oh, who's that girl, you know.
I'm just kind of curious, when you're on the cover of Sports Illustrated or the many covers, how many copies do you buy when you go out to get it?
You know, what you do is you ask for them to send you the boxes and boxes of
it. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
That's smart. That must be so cool, just like walking down the streets of New York and, you know, you're trying not to look at yourself on a magazine, but damn, there I am.
Yeah, exactly.
There I am.
That's got to be the coolest thing.
I think that's Tyra Banks, and I think she's walked past my newsstand 8 times.
For every you know, photo shoot that you got to do on, like, these exotic locations once you became Tyra Banks,
uh-huh.
Where are some of the places that you had to shoot that you're like, I got to get the hell out of here?
Anywhere with sand and water. I know that sounds crazy, but I hate shooting on a beach.
Really?
Many beaches as I've shot on, the sand just gets all in weird places. You have to change in a, you know, with a towel wrapped around you in front of everybody taking pictures of you, you know, like all these tourists and stuff taking pictures while you change. So the sun is all bright and killing my eyes, and I have to look into the sun like it. Oh, I hate it.
Whenever they show, like, the Sports Illustrated shoot on ESPN, you know, when they show the video,
yeah.
There's always, like, one lucky smiling son of a SOB that has the water that has to spritz you guys down. That's his job. The spritzing guy.
Usually he's gay, though, so he ain't cute on
camera. The gay spritzer.
How much upkeep does it take? What's your daily, like, regime? Like, what do you do that requires you to look the way you look and be the way you are? Because we think you're born that way, and we know you are. You're gorgeous, but there's got to be, like, exfoliating, all that stuff that we wouldn't do on a normal basis to keep
up. Well, I don't really do any of that stuff, like that that prep stuff I don't really do. But I do sit in a hair and makeup chair for 3.5 hours.
I've always wondered, like,
I don't get facials and all that stuff. I don't do that.
Do you supermodel, like, do you think you're beautiful? Like, when you look at yourself in the mirror without the makeup on and the hair and everything all done, do you go...
Without it?
Yeah, without it.
I know, when I look in the mirror, I look at myself as a palette. I look at myself as saying, you know I have the capability to be transformed into anything, but I don't look at myself when I'm all natural and say, ooh, girl, you fine. I don't do that.
What advice do you give young girls that are getting into modeling? Because, for every Tyra Banks, there are 5,000 little girls that, you know, think it's probably cool to drop out of school and pursue modeling.
Yeah, I tell them, you know, get your education first. I didn't drop out of school. I had a friend that dropped out, and she didn't really have much success. I did finish high school, and I applied to 4 colleges and got into every single one of them.
Good for you.
But I was discovered, and I didn't go to college. I went to Paris instead. But, you know, the advice I tell girls is that it's not just about beautiful. You know, that you might be the prettiest girl in school or college or whatever it may be, and then you go into a modeling agency and you get your feelings hurt. Because there's so many beautiful girls, but they're looking for that extra special something. They're looking for somebody that photographs spectacularly, and they're also looking for a personality. And just because you're beautiful doesn't mean that you photograph great, and just because you're not gorgeous doesn't mean that you won't take a good picture.
What were some of the rejection lines that Tyra Banks heard before you made it?
I heard that we already have enough black girls. We have somebody that looks just like you. Your lips are too big. Your nose is too soft. You know, all kind of stuff.
In a society where beauty for any woman is apparently priority on everybody's mind, how do you detach yourself from those criticisms and not let it get you down? Because that's got to be rough, where everywhere you go, somebody is pinpointing every single little flaw that they can that, you know, is seemingly ridiculous.
Yeah, that's interesting you say that, because I talk to girls, and I talk to the girls on my show about that, that this industry, you know, you can come into it with the highest self-esteem, but it can slowly break you down. You know, with people pointing out flaws that you didn't even know that you had.
Mm-hmm.
And who's to say it's a flaw?
Right.
But my mom taught me to look at myself as a product and to separate myself from the product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can, like, buff the product. You know, you can wash your face. You know, you can brush your teeth and floss and maybe get your teeth bleached or something. But, you know, your product is whatever it is. And if people aren't wanting that product, it doesn't mean they don't want you. It just means, you know, that that product is not really hot right now. And it's time to move on to something else.
Mm.
As opposed to saying, they don't want me. They don't want me. I don't see it as me. I see it as a separate entity from me.
We're going to talk to Tyra about her new television show in just one second. I have to ask you this question, though. What flaw do you have on your body that is airbrushed the most?
Dimples on my booty.
Booty right? Dimples.
You know, cellulite on the backs of the thighs.
So
dark circles underneath my eyes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are my main ones.
So are there times where you're looking at pictures of you going, oh, my God, I can't believe they can hide that?
No, sometimes I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe they didn't retouch them.
Tell us about the new television show, because it has to do with all this stuff.
Yeah, I created this show, America's Next Top Model. It's a dramality. We follow them 24/7, similar to the show The Real World on MTV. And but there's, you know, of course, an element of modeling. And I kind of guide them through this whole crazy modeling world. And, you know, after 8 weeks, the best girl is left standing, and
so
she's a star.
This is the kind of thing where a girl gets eliminated every week?
Yeah, every week a girl does get eliminated.
And this has been taped already, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's been taped. We already have our winner.
And did a lot of the issues that come up in the modeling world come up during the taping of this series?
I think most of the issues in the modeling world, I tried to keep this as close to the modeling, the true modeling world as possible. And the drama came, you know, with the girls' personalities and, you know, catfighting and things like that. But in terms of the modeling world, it's really legitimate and true.
Tara, I got a question for you. I'm a little starstruck right now. Just letting you know. Do you actually, someone like yourself, like a big, successful model, do you actually watch The Real World?
I love that show.
Do you?
So what's your favorite season?
I like Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked...
Seattle?
No, I liked New York.
Oh, you didn't like Seattle?
Which one was Seattle? Was that when that guy bitch slapped that girl in the car?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one too. That was a good one.
See, Lindsay's asking because she was on that show.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, sorry. That's right. It's like, you never, whatever.
Well, use the real, if you're starstruck, use a real world card.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's cool because you compared your show, and I just think you are, I think you're the most gorgeous model out there.
Thank you.
And it's so wonderful to hear that you have so much personality and you're so well spoken and just incredible. You're a great role model. So, but it's funny to think that someone is cool as yourself would watch, you know, a show that
a reality TV
because
show.
We think that nobody listens to the radio show either.
Well, we've got the ratings to prove that.
Oh, yeah. So it's cool to find out that, well, you know, one of your role models does.
Oh, hell yeah, I watch The Real World.
Tyra Banks, the name of the show?
America's Next Top Model. It comes on Tuesday at 9 o'clock, 8 Central and UPN.
We will be sure on Tuesday to remind people to watch it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Tyra. Bye now.
Bye.
See ya. Boy, she seemed cool.
She's really cool.
And
you talk about a great role model for your kids.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, you know, the show, hopefully, like you said, if it's so close to the modeling world, that'll be good for young kids to watch and see what, you know, they really are getting into.
The Bird Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
FinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit FinQuest.com for more details.